The mall in Washington, D.C. is looking something like a solar village these days. Students from across the United States, Canada, Spain, Puerto Rico, and elsewhere are here showing off their solar homes. Jacob Signa is from the University of Maryland.
We're supposed to show that the house is livable, so that's one of the things that we focused on, is that when people walk into our house, they feel like they could live there. And so you get points for that. There's 10 contests, that's why it's called the decathlon. One of them is architecture, one of them is engineering, there's market viability, communications, energy balance, a lot of different categories.
The Maryland team calls its entry the Leaf House. Nirmal Mehta explains why.
So Leaf House stands for leading everyone to an abundant future, and we believe that the leaf is nature's most, you know, it's nature's best solar collector. And we tried to emulate that not only in our engineering, but also in our architectural design. We've got this ridge with knife blade system. It kind of looks like a stem and the veins of a leaf. Plus this super sky translucent skylight lets light through, just like a leaf does, with our solar panels on top.
Each of the 20 entries is unique. Some are more elaborate than others. Many incorporate extensive landscaping into the design. All are powered solely by the sun. Thousands of Washington visitors attend the event. The homes are on display for 9 days. Then, as quickly as they went up, they are taken down. They are returned to their respective schools, some for student housing, some as research laboratories, others as exhibits highlighting the creative excellence of their student builders. The ultimate goal of the Solar Decathlon is to build enthusiasm for environmentally friendly home construction and to spark ideas and innovations in the next generation of architects and engineers. Paul Sisko, VOA News.